like radio, less like crap.
Hello, listeners. Stop packing your winter parka and camping gear to wait in week-long lines for door-busting deals. Amazon.com will be providing the best discounts everywhere this holiday season, including Black Friday deals other stores are planning. These limited supply deals will go quickly, but you have a trick others don't. You don't even have to search. Just click on the More Like Radio Amazon link as you listen to our shows, so you can skip the long lines and still save a bundle as you continue to sit on your ass. Be a hero this Christmas. Click the More Like Radio Amazon banner and save time and money.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Dutch, we need a sounder made for trending now. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's trending it. Now? Just take me saying trending now. And put like fart sounds in it or something.
Don't put fart sounds. Just make it sound good.
Put fart sounds.
Just okay. Now I kind of want to hear fart sounds in it.
The CR sounds.
Now I think we all kind of want to hear fart sounds. Oh, there's the before and after picture. Look in the chat room. There's the before and after picture of the chick.
Whoa.
Ew.
Oh. Right, Dutch. You got the fart sound. You got the fart sound ready?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
All right, ready? Trending now. Dutch, one. Through 10, give me a number.
17.
1 through 10, Dutch, give me a number.
That was the best fart sound I'd ever heard.
It's pretty wet.
It's wet.
That's a wet fart.
It's labeled as wet fart.
It's a wet fart.
It just sounds bitter. It's a bitter fart. Like, screw you, world. I don't care if it's stinky.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Hello, and thank you for choosing Hippo Juice.
What about the Hippo Juice show?
What about the Hippo Juice people?
Let me get back to you a couple of minutes.
I want to see the Hippo Juice email.
I love listening to Hippo Juice.
Hey, it's Patrice O'Neill, and you motherfuckers are listening to Hippo Juice.
Oh, there's no water,
I can't
stop!
I'm a producer, motherfucker, I got
like, there's always so much in my mind, so whenever I'm having sex with somebody, it usually takes me a while to come.
Oh my god! There's a video, back away.
Dream, you paralyzed, that's why I'm laughing so hard!
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Today is November 27, 2013.
Happy Spanksgiving.
Happy Fartsgiving.
Thanksgiving Eve, y'all.
This is Spanksgiving, where you all buy your Spanks so that you can hold in your gut on Thanksgiving.
Ah, okay.
I don't think anybody here has that problem there, Marie.
Maybe you don't, Mr. 16% body fat.
Or how about the rest of you guys working out with your Fitbits and junk?
Yeah.
Speaking of 16-bit, is he coming in on a 16-bit?
Yeah, I don't know. His audio quality's been bad ever since we got him on there. I don't know what the issue is. Yeah. I want to blame his party hat.
I think, he said it's my hat. My hat's causing interference.
Yeah, so...
It's just too much party in one hat.
It really
See?
Is.
See? Too much party in my hat.
Welcome to the show, guys. We have a special guest this evening. Well, Dutch, why don't you introduce a special guest?
Oh, it's my idiot girlfriend, Kelly.
Okay,
Say hi, Kelly.
Hi, I'm the idiot girlfriend.
Don't enable him.
You're enabling him.
Why did you just allow that?
Yeah.
No, because if I own it, then it's not as fun for him.
Shut up, idiot girlfriend.
You got to get right up in that mic, baby.
Yeah, you're a therapist. However, on this show, if you say it, it's going to be that way forever. Look at John 7 years later.
Yep.
Yeah, look at me.
Yeah, he's a therapist.
Yeah, he has a party hat. So we asked everybody yesterday on Dutch and Royce, which you should listen to also, to tweet their hippo thanks for today's show. And basically what that means is, Marie, why don't you explain it since you're going to read it. What are the hippo thanks?
Well, we just asked people to say what they're thankful for and, you know, hashtag hippo thanks so that we could just see, you know, it doesn't have to be anything now, specific.
Yesterday we thought, man, you were going to do something nice, and it immediately turned into people making fun of each other and hurting each other's feelings.
I don't know where mainly that kind.
No, not mainly you. Not
no,
mainly
no, a
you.
Lot today.
Yeah.
Well, you get a lot of things every day.
Yeah. So you got a normal amount today.
Yeah, like pussy. Right? High five.
No. Don't high five him. Oh, she high fived him. Why do you high five?
She is such an enabler.
I really think that he beats her. She just does what he says, no matter how wrong it is.
He just hits her.
You going to take that, Kelly?
By the way, if anybody can tell us how to fix the Google Hangout new app thing with Royce's contraption, that would be really helpful. Because you look weird today.
Well, you look fine for the listeners. Is
like
that what matters, or is it about you?
I don't like your beard.
You like? Oh, hey, I like Kelly. She's fine.
And that, I was about to say that. Ah, oh, fuck you. Keep me to it.
Bam. Anyway, yeah, we're doing. I think this is the first time we've done a show before Thanksgiving.
I like, think so.
Yeah, this
usually
is the first.
We're traveling, but you know we have our place.
Well, except
now,
for all the other shows that we do before Thanksgiving.
No, what I mean.
No.
In the year.
Dutch, you know what I meant.
Like January to November.
No.
The immediate Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Yeah, not the 50 Wednesdays that hit before Thanksgiving.
Okay, would you like to read some of the hippo thanks? That's what I was trying to get to.
Yes.
So we can move on.
Yes.
Stop stalling, Marie.
Okay, so we promised we would read some of your thanks on Twitter. So this is our hippo thanks segment.
Okay, play the music. Just play it.
All right, I'm gonna.
Thank you for being friends.
It's a little loud.
But this music is only thankful for one thing, being friends.
Shut
yes,
up.
Yes, well, Dennis is thankful for Chim Heel's wooden doll fetish.
Nothing. Jesus Christ, what a moron.
I am thankful that little baby Jesus died on this day so I could use the word cunt whenever I wanted.
Okay.
None of that sounds right.
Give him credit. Who said that?
Captain Chaos at the True Doc Love.
Okay, the True Doc Love. I don't think that's true. I don't think Thanksgiving is a day we celebrate. First off, baby Jesus lived to be an adult. That's how we crucified him, right?
Yeah, it does seem a little inaccurate. I don't know.
I mean, that's what the legend says.
I mean, but he's thankful for it, so that's good, I guess.
Okay, well, Marie, go ahead.
That's
it. You can only read during the song. When the song's over, you can't read anymore.
We can continue.
I will
back
give you
a
little later. I'll give you one more song where you can read more hippo. Two more songs. That's it.
Okay.
I think rather than firing them all off now, Marie, let's just talk about our normal subjects and just fire one in whenever you see an opening.
I don't do that. Don't do that. It's going to get confusing for everybody.
That's a little too chaotic for me.
It's going to get
so
confusing.
That's the way Ryan does things. He'll just like launch. Hey, you guys, did you see the latest stat about Maine? Thanks, Ryan.
Well, because you guys bring up Maine in that particular example.
My ADD.
You guys should be thankful for me looking up state facts.
No. I'm going to look up things about Maine now.
Don't look up. Please don't look up things about Maine.
I'm already ahead of you.
Don't. No, both of you stop. Dutch, stop typing. Ryan, stop typing.
And so it begins.
Oh, God. Facts. I don't want facts about... Guys, this isn't even Thanksgiving related. You're just looking up facts
I'm
about Maine.
I'm thankful that state like Maine... It's like America's top boner.
Top boner.
That's not a television program, Dutch. It's America's Got Talent.
Yeah. No, I think...
Or
I thought
model.
It was like America's like next top chef, but, you know, slightly different.
They have 16 counties.
Oh, thank you. Shut up.
They have 6,000 lakes and ponds.
I hope you drown in all of them. Stop.
Who was the pond counting guy? All right, go around. Come back when you count all the ponds. That's like the slow son of like a governor or something. They just gave a really good
all
job
right,
to
Freddie, we got
to
give him a job. God
director of counting ponds.
We got 17 ponds and 12 ducks.
Yeah, that's a swimming pool. Stop. All right, now if we could focus, stop thinking about Maine for a second.
Their state song is State of Maine Song by Roger Vinton Snow.
Doesn't comedian Bob Marley come from there because he keeps on talking about Maine?
It's that state.
Okay, now if we could just move on to the thing that I
state at DartFox 001 hippo thanks my wife's awesome cans.
Okay, well that's very nice. Thank you. Not you, Ryan.
I love big titties.
At Real C Mac At Hippo Juice Film, Hippo thanks. I'm thankful for being able to broadcast alongside the shoot every Sunday. That's a nice one.
Oh, isn't that so nice?
Ask, yes, sir. I love it.
Yeah.
Followed by at Dolly underscore Llama. I'm thankful for hearing Dutch's yelling voice in my head during Down Dog and yoga. Look at this!
Okay, well.
Did the Dalai Lama retweet or no?
Yeah, no. I think that's Mitch's girlfriend.
No, I had this running bit with Mitch's girlfriend. So now, if you listen to Dutch and Royce, you would know.
No one listens to Dutch and Royce. That's why no one knows.
Oh, face. Anyway, the tension slips. We all got him in school. Good segue, Royce.
I didn't get the tension slips.
Good segue, Royce.
Dude, I read this.
I know.
Over
okay, hold on. Eight,
seven times.
Great ass. Okay. Marie, would you care to explain what this little...
Yeah, I can explain it. There's a Pinterest site for detention slips, and they're
now,
funny.
Now, what's a Pinterest?
Pinterest is a website.
Mm-hmm. Is it like for people that collect pins?
Where you pin your interests.
Is it Pinterest or Pinterest?
Well, some people say Pinterest.
I think it's Pinterest.
It's like if you say interesting or interesting.
Yes.
Or caramel or caramel.
Or tomato or tomato.
Or tomato or shut the hell up.
Okay, go ahead.
Or the people who say documentary rather than documentary. Does that bother anybody else but me?
Not as much as somebody saying hoagies or higgies.
That's you.
Direct shot at me.
That's you.
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 I don't
like people that say schedule.
You know, the one that
Girlfriend
the
Kelly.
The one that does bother me. And even though we all say it wrong, just don't say it right. Don't be that guy. I say I'm comfortable, but when they say I'm comfortable, oh, stop.
Comfortable, yeah.
Comfortable?
Leave that extra O out, British guy.
I have a question for Girlfriend Kelly. Do you avoid saying hoagie and force him to say submarine sandwich?
I don't think I've ever said hoagie.
Yeah, you just did now.
Yeah, she's from Connecticut, so they speak proper and are rich and are kind of bitchy.
Oh, that's right. We hate people from Connecticut.
Is she up by the Pekingese?
You know, I had to learn how to spell Connecticut by breaking it into connect, I, cut. That's how I learned it. Thank you, Woody Harrelson and Small Time Crooks.
And that was last week.
I mean, Woody Allen.
Your wrists.
Okay. Detention slips, Marie. These are the best reasons to get detention. So these are actual detention slips that parents have taken a picture of and posted.
Parents just tweet them or post a. Oh, that's just one.
Now make sure you read.
That's just one long image.
Now make sure you read all the dates too on the detention slips.
Not only the dates, but it's important to read what grade these kids are in.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one was on February 8th, 2012.
February.
I'm just going to read the thing, what it says. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Disturbing other classmates with cat pictures during class.
Okay.
So that's what the teacher wrote down in the reason for detention, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
That is the reason, which I don't think that ever would have been a reason when I was young, but with the internet these days and all the cat photos on it, yeah, I would
totally
be a distraction.
Well, no, Marie, you're probably the person who went to school with Polaroids of cats and just showed them to people.
No.
I saw this cat and this cat and this cat and this cat.
That is impractical.
And then this cat and then also that cat.
Didn't you go to like rich girl suburb private high school anyway?
American Heritage.
I went to private high school, but it wasn't
a girl
school.
You went to American Heritage. Come on.
It wasn't American Girl Doll Heritage. It was just American Heritage.
Oh. Go ahead. Next touch.
All right. The next one. The reason why they were in detention, this is from 2012.
Okay.
When I asked the class who would solve my math problem, Katie stood up and screamed, "I volunteer as tribute," at the top of her lungs, disturbing the rest of my class.
From That's Hunger hilarious. Games.
That is my second favorite one.
That one's good, though. All right, keep going.
When asked the class who could solve my math problem, Katie stood up and screamed, "I volunteer as tribute."
My sister's a teacher, and she said that if a student ever did that, she would love it. She would be like, "All right, come up to the board. I'll try not to kill you." So, obviously, that teacher sucks.
What a terrible teacher. You're right. Yeah, I would blast my ass off.
Miss Rothenberry or whatever. I can't read that from here, but she's a boob. Right?
Well, maybe the class was so disturbed she had to do something about it. I don't know.
Well, it depends. Like, if she's in 12th grade, she's obviously just, you know, being a jerk. But if this was like a fourth grader, come on.
It'd be adorable. It'd be adorable. All right. The next one was from 2006. Name a student, Anthony. He was disrupting class by standing, unbuttoning his shirt to reveal a Superman t-shirt and announcing he was Superman.
Good.
That's funny.
What's wrong with that? How old, what grade was this? Does it say grade?
No, none of these
say grades.
Yeah,
they don't
grades.
Ever say any of the grades in here.
So some of them they do.
No.
He was a freshman in college.
Well, no, this had to have been real young because it says number of character points deducted. That's like an elementary school.
And that's a negative 10. That's a lot of points for Superman.
That's not good.
Oof.
You don't want that.
Points.
That's like a frowny face sticker.
It's pretty bad.
Go ahead.
All right,
next one's great.
Next one from 2011. His name is Chris. This one says he is... No, wait. That was a time. I thought it was sixth grade. All right. Chris referred to other student as a half-breed.
That's very funny.
That is a Harry Potter reference for those who do not know.
That's a half-breed.
Funny.
That is quite an insult, too, if you think about it. Wow, well, that other kid
must
have been
Did they say that to, like, an Oreo kid? Or
We don't know. It doesn't say.
I don't know. I wish.
Call him a mudblood, though. That just would have been.
That's the worst.
That's like the N-word of Harry Potter phrases.
True. True. Half-breed is more like a spick or something. It's still insulting, but, you know.
No, it's not as damaging,
No, the damaging one is in here somewhere.
All right, the next one is a nice typewriter's type letter from 1994. Dear Miss Blank, blanked it out. You may already know this, but in case Alex had neglected to tell you, I am assigning him to detention for 1 hour this Friday, April 22nd. The reason
is
as follows.
This is my favorite.
Alex consistently defied me. During class, he contradicted me numerous times when I insisted that the length of 1 kilometer was greater than that of 1 mile. Every other student in class accepted my lesson without argument, but your son refused to believe what I told him, offering such rebuttals as, you're lying to the class, and commanding other students to challenge my curriculum. Although he was correct, Alex's actions show a blatant disregard for authority and complete lack of respect for his school.
That kid went to shoot up Columbine.
In the future,
because of this,
Alex would be better off simply accepting my teachings without resistance.
Oh, God, I'm mad. Wow. I'm mad.
Even though he was right.
Because it's one thing.
Adam Hillicker sucks.
It's one thing if you know, the kid's being a dick. But if he's saying, dude, you're totally wrong here. Like, I don't want you to teach the class how wrong this is. How can you give him
that
attention?
Happen before where I went to a, obviously this is a well-known fact that me, Ryan and Royce, we all went to Christian schools I went to a couple different high schools, and the one that I actually ended up graduating from had, we actually had to have like Bible class. And one of these guys was trying to tell us that if we didn't come to Jesus through the King James Version Bible, we weren't really saved because it wasn't the true word of God.
Yes, correct.
And I remember like doing the same thing. Like, how can you say that? Like, how is just updating the flowery language any different? And I ended up getting detention for that. And my sister got detention from the same teacher for the exact same reason.
Now, my question is,
told with our parents at all. It was awesome.
Well, that's unfair because with religion, it's very, you know, subject to just other people's interpretations, especially when the Bible's talking about the same things, just in different wording. This one, poor kid, the poor kid was in class
it's
during
a fact.
The poor kid was during in class during 1994, so he couldn't whip out his phone and Google
and
it
and
just show it to the teacher.
He just finished watching Bill and Ted, so he was really high on the Wild Stallions. And Ninja Turtles had just been canceled. What else happened in the 90s?
This wouldn't be a problem today, though. People would just be like...
He's probably feeling sad because Kurt Cobain blew his head off.
Thank you. Thank you, Dutch. Really down about that. And he couldn't beat Battletoads because, let's face it, it's way too hard.
All right, what are some other things in 1994 that you can reference?
I'm already looking it up.
No, Ryan, you're looking up Maine again.
No. I'm looking up events in 1994. I got this.
In Maine.
All right,
what was the exact date of it? Does it say? I'll look at the
exact date. April 20th, 1994.
Oh, 420, y'all.
April 20th?
Alex was so high.
So high.
And he was challenging his teacher, Adam.
Ready? April 20th, 1994, Paul Tourvier is found guilty of ordering the execution of 7 Jews when he served in the Vichy French Milice.
Oh, I remember
makes
it all
sense.
Too well.
Oh, man, no wonder he lost.
Maine?
Yeah, that was in Maine.
That would upset me why Maine, the teacher said
April
a kilometer.
April 20th, 1994 facts.
Only. So, you know, RIP, I guess.
You know, just lying to your class was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
And had to challenge authority.
My point is that why don't you use a car? Why are you still using a camel to take straws places. Seems like a truck would be easier. Hummer, maybe?
All right, I think you're missing the point of that saying.
No, I don't get it. Why would you want to... Camels look pretty tough. They can hold handle a lot of straws.
And they can spit really far.
Really far.
Well, he was probably really mad because the day right before, on April 19th, 1994, the L.A. jury awarded $3.8 million to Rodney King.
No. Oh, that's what it was. We figured it out. Got it. Marie, next detention.
Okay, the next...
Really quick, wasn't there a point in time, I want to say, during maybe when Reagan was president, that he tried to get America to convert to the metric system, and that lasted like 3 months? No.
Yeah, there was. They wanted the whole country to convert. It never worked.
The next one, I would like somebody who's following along to help me, because I cannot read what it says. Does anyone else have it up?
Before we move on, we're talking about 94 and high school. Real quick. You guys have seen what the chat room is talking about? But remember the TI-84 or 83
$100?
The graphing calculator.
Yes.
And the fact you could play like Drug Wars and Pirate War, like all those different games on it.
Yeah, and Tetris. And you could play Tetris and shit on it. Yeah, I remember.
And I remember Drug Wars.
And you could use it to cheat on tests because you could store answers.
Yep.
Right.
Dude, those calculators were so expensive. Now just like Texas Instruments has to go out of business. You just use your phone.
Yeah, I still have one.
Yeah, so do I.
Because it was expensive as all get out. It was a $90 calculator.
Oh, wait, relax here, Grandma.
I know.
All right. Get out?
Seriously, can someone click on it and read the next one?
Looks like a BlackBerry.
The student's name, Timothy, date 3/28/12, time lunch, room 234. The last word on the end, which is the joke, is kind of smushed together, and I can't read what it is.
For yelling, this is Mahoney.
Mahogany.
Oh, mahogany. All the letters are scruffed together.
This is mahogany
when the student dropped book.
Oh, okay. This is mahogany. Got it.
Anchorman joke then.
That's
okay.
Very funny.
This is mahogany, and they just dropped a book on the desk.
That's very funny.
Their Effie Trinket.
Is that a Hunger Games thing?
That is mahogany when she stabs the knife.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah, we just watched Hunger Games over the weekend. It was really good.
All right.
How about the new one?
If that's the one I'm talking about.
Oh.
And it was good?
It's awesome.
Yeah. Better than the first one?
So good. Better than the first one, in my opinion.
Cool.
It's the Empire Strikes Back to The New Hope.
Ooh.
Is it as long as the first one?
I heard it was like 2.5.
It didn't feel that long because we were having so much fun, but because we were just running around.
Having so much fun watching people die and shit.
It was so much fun. No, it was great. It was a fantastic movie. I highly recommend it.
This next one's great. Jacob said 9/22. He's at detention for the following reason: taking off his shirt in the middle of class and yelling, "Come at me, bro!"
You completely skipped.
What?
Oh, there it is. I apologize. Sorry.
What are you talking about? Taking off his shirt in the middle of class and yelling, "Come at me, bro!" at another student.
Royce, was that you?
No, I don't
think
so.
Were you Jacob?
Possibly.
Maybe if this was the Lost Island.
Detention card. We'll be detained from 1 to 1:30.
for calling a teacher a muggle.
So that's their N-word.
There it is.
No, mudblood is still the N-word.
Mudblood's the worst, yeah.
Yeah. Half-breed and muggle are hurtful, but not as bad as mudblood.
Look at the next one.
Right.
The next one was by far my favorite one. This one had me rolling.
Go ahead, Ryan, read it.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is what Colin Hanley did on 3/28. Student threw sandwich across class screaming, YOLO.
That doesn't even make sense.
That's amazing, though. All right, and the last one, Dover High School detention notice, grade 9. Marissa Blackwell, 5/17/10. Reason for detention: disrupting class, claiming to be the reborn Jesus, and hitting another student with a Bible.
Yeah, that sounds like an episode of Orange is the New Black, if I ever heard it.
Hilarious. What's the worst thing you got a detention for, Dutch, ever?
Let's see. I think it was because I was yelling at the teacher about being a liar, and I think I called him a false prophet at one point with that whole story I told earlier.
Of course, you had to be deep. Of course. Well, false prophet. Moment,
I was in a
rock band called False Prophets.
I was in a Bible class, so I feel like I had to use these words to be like, Dutch, you should burn.
Was your punk band called False Prophets?
No, Lost Prophets was a band where the lead singer got arrested for. attempting to have sex with a 4-year-old.
Wow. Oh, that's what the song Last Train Home was about, right?
Not many people know that.
Well,
Marie, you never got in trouble, right?
I never got detention once ever.
Oh, look at the goody good.
John, what about you? What's the worst? I know you got in trouble a few times. What's the worst thing you got detention for or suspended for?
I have several because the elementary school that I went to was kind of like in the ghetto, so they like to like pick on me or whatever. I'll just say the first thing they did, I was minding my own business doing homework, and all of a sudden this kid in class goes, John, shut up.
Uh-oh.
And I look, I'm like, I'm not saying what. And everyone else started doing it, and all of a sudden I get up and I go, I'm not saying anything. And then I get excused for causing a disruption. And then there's another one when a group of kids, they went to the 7-Eleven across the street, and they went on a payphone. They called the school, they got a hold of the principal, and they were just calling him names and like vulgar names and everything. And then when the principal asked who this was, they said my name. So I get sent to the principal's office, not knowing what I did. And he's like, "You know what you did?" I'm like, "I don't know what I did." "You know what? I don't know what I did." Like, "You didn't call." "I didn't call anybody." And then my my mom ends up like coming in. Everything is like, she taught at the high school across the street. And she ended up ripping him a new one. I'm like, why would my son call this school? Why would he give out his name? What kind of principal are you? And I got in trouble for all this. I hated elementary school.
What about you, Ryan? What's the worst thing you got in trouble for?
Well, I'll tell you the worst thing, but just the craziest one ever that happened was when we were still going to Miami Lakes Christian Academy.
Yay.
Or Christian school. There was a
Paces.
Yeah.
Yep. Pace.
Woo! That's right. Miss Ruiz.
Oh, she looked autistic, by the way.
She was this fat, curly, red-haired woman, and she was like a guidance counselor or something there. I forgot what she did.
And her daughter.
She had a daughter named Jessie Ruiz.
I remember
this. Just like her. Big, poofy, red hair. I think I was in fourth grade. Her daughter had a crush on me, and it was one of those things that, like, you know, she showed it by, like, poking me and hitting me, and I didn't like her because her name was Jessie. And the only Jesse I knew was from Free Willy, and Jesse was a boy. So
good point. That's a reason not to like somebody.
Honest reason why they don't like him. That's a boy's name. But like, she would like start picking on me like really hardcore because I guess she really liked me. So I was standing one time, just like looking away, and all of a sudden I get hit in the collarbone like I got shot with a cannon. She just chugged a huge rock at me. I didn't even know she was around. And I flew back like 90 feet is what it felt like.
Was she a pirate? Why was she launching cannons at you?
Dude, it hit me right in the collarbone and I flew back. And remember I stood up and I said, "What are you doing?" And I ran away crying. And then,
what a little pussy.
Dude, I got nailed in the collarbone with a rock. It hurt a lot. Anyway, so I guess she was scared she was going to get in trouble. So later on I get called, you know, while my arm's like tied up in a sling. And I get, it wasn't the tensions. I think they were called referrals. Were they, Royce?
Referrals. Yeah, referrals.
Yeah, so I got a referral on the back. Miss Ruiz, her mother, writes that, "Mr. and Mrs. Lopez, your son today called my daughter a effing," you know, she wrote F, big line, ING, "an effing stupid girl," which I didn't say. I didn't even know that at the time. And I brought her home to my parents, and they started cracking up. They're like, "Did you say this?" I'm like crying, saying no. They're like, "I my parents just say, I wish you would have, because she threw a rock at you. Now you're in a sling." They were cracking up. They were actually let down that I didn't say it.
Well, you should have said it to her afterwards, so you at least got a, you know, did the thing.
Get your
got
money's
punished,
worth,
yeah. That you got punished for.
Oh, man, I remember Ms. Therese. What a fucking ugly bitch.
Was that the only time you got detention or a referral?
No, I just got it for like being late to class or skipping class.
Yeah, that was
like
my
that.
Main thing. Was
I never really like caused a scene. I didn't care to.
I remember, I told the story a few years ago, but I remember one time that I got in trouble and I didn't even do anything. This was at Dade Christian, and this was when the Simpsons first started getting big. So it was early 90s, like 93, 94, and I was probably I don't know, maybe 8-9 years old. And I had like, you know, a book. Ryan, I don't know if you might have been too young. I had a book that had a bunch of the Simpsons characters in it. So what
I know exactly what you're
saying. Yeah, so what I would do was I would trace them. You know, I would trace the characters and, you know, hand them out to my friends. Remember, I'm 8-9 years old. I'm a little kid. So I would do that. And then it was a picture of Bart holding the slingshot, you know, down by his stomach. And I traced it, you know, perfectly. It was a good trace, if I do say so myself. Mm-hmm. And then I get called to the principal's office, and I'm thinking to myself, what did I do? I've never done anything. And I go to the principal's office. He goes, what is this? They call my parents. My parents show up. The principal thought that it was Bart holding his dick. He thought Bart was holding his penis, and I was just drawing Bart holding his dick. I'm like, that's a slinky, to the point that my mom said, I'm sorry, but do you have a wife? Like, why do you think that looks like a, you know, seriously, like, how
like
do you
thought you were Jonah Hill in Superbad?
Yeah, I was like, what? I remember that was
dicks, drawing dicks everywhere. I couldn't stop drawing dicks.
You never broke the rules from her? You never did anything that was bad?
Nope.
Ever?
Nope. I got perfect attendance a few years.
That's kind of like a detention.
I got straight A's most of the time.
You know, Royce, I remember you getting in time one time also at Miami Lakes Christian. I thought that's the one you were going to tell. Was I think the kid's name was Anthony when we were playing football. And
oh, that blonde kid. Yeah.
Yeah, and he called you Pudgy or something.
Yep.
That bastard.
What did you call him? I
said, fuck you, you son of a bitch. And this is a Christian school, so he like was like oh,
oh my God.
I thought you called him a faggot for some reason.
No, I think I something.
Jesus, all the swearing.
Whatever, it was something. It was I said a bunch of.
I'm on maximum swearing tonight.
It was a bunch of curse words. Anyway, so the fact where I remember that the lady who later on turned out to be a pedophile that used to watch us in the playground in Miami Lakes Christian Academy. I'm serious.
Is this for real? Or do you have to say allegedly in front of it?
Am I lying? Right?
Miss Sonia.
Remember?
No.
She was.
Yeah, I remember.
Really she, fucking the kids?
Well, no. I mean.
Just like fondling.
Like, you know, just, like diddling. And it was weird because she would like, she would just be there all the time, even when she didn't need to be there, just like always looking at the. It was very awkward. I never got molested, though. I guess that's why I'm upset. Anyway, I called them a faggot or whatever, and I remember getting in trouble for that. I also remember a Pace Dutch. You remember a Pace? They would give you these those Pace schools. They give you these.
No, wait. But before you go, yeah, go ahead of that, Royce, the reason that sticks out of my head is because, you know, Royce was like four grades above me, and no one ever said anything bad at that Christian school. And when Royce said it, I mean, it was like
silence.
It was like,
did you hear him cursing today?
Oh my that's God. All, dude. I had people I've never seen come up to me. You heard what your brother said today. Like he shot at the school. Yeah. It was, they treated it the same way. It was like the worst thing that had ever happened. I think they closed the school down the next day. Like they couldn't handle it.
Remember a kid, I want to say his last name was, I think it was Zach Fortner. He set a toilet on fire for no reason during fourth period.
How?
He had lighter fluid and just set a toilet on fire. And he was expelled like a week later, but like he was trying to say he didn't do it, but he it bragged everybody that he did it, and he almost set the whole school down. I don't know why I just randomly thought of that.
We had this kid at our school that it was a little bit after the whole Columbine thing, but he would always dress weird. Like he was a big Marilyn Manson fan, but if you ever talked to him, he was just a nice guy. John, you might remember him, a black hair. He showed up to school one day wearing like a prisoner's jumpsuit.
Yeah, he was like really tall and skinny.
Yeah, and they expelled him for 3 days, and I asked him, why did they expel you? He goes, did you make threats? He goes, no. He goes, I just wore the jumpsuit. It's like, it's no different than what the black guys wear. I swear it's what he said. Like, they wear horrible, weird clothes like this. Like, why can't I? And they expelled him for 3 days. I guess they thought he was going to shoot up the school.
Well, if he did it directly after Columbine, like, everybody was on edge.
No, Columbine was in 2001. This was way before him. If anything, the guys in Columbine
copied. I thought
you said
shortly after.
Yeah. Wait, when was Columbine?
Columbine was in 2001.
No, it was 99.
99. Yeah, no, it was around
was
Columbine.
Was it 99?
Yeah, it was a senior.
I could have sworn it was in like 2000.
No, it was a senior. Dutch would know. He's in Colorado, and he masterminded. Right. Oh, I said too much.
Oh, no.
My B.
By the way, breaking news.
Uh-oh. Please.
Wow, sorry.
It's okay.
As of like couple hours ago, we were talking about the lead singer, Ian Watkins of the Lost Prophets. Mm-hmm. He got arrested last December and was charged with more than 20 offenses. Apparently, the former lead singer of the British rock band Lost Prophets pleaded guilty to a series of sexual offenses, including trying to rape a baby.
Really?
Ian Watkins, 36,
how
was
weak
arrested,
is he that he tried, that he didn't succeed?
Was arrested
He's
last
really
December.
Weak.
he was trying to set it up with like a mother, and of course it's always a you know, an informant.
Really? I thought he was gay because like I saw him at the culture room and he was like just wearing like pink and black and everything.
Maybe it
was
I remember seeing them open up for Story of the Year back when I was in college and thinking they were awesome. But let's see, Chargers.
Still have that CD. Fucking was it Shinobi versus Dreck? Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, yep. Yeah, including raping a baby, conspiring to sexually assault the child and making indecent images. He denied the charges, but changes a plea to, let's see, changes plea Tuesday at Cardiff Crown Court, admitted to 11 offenses, including sexually touching a one-year-old, encouraging a groupie to abuse her child and make child pornography.
Oh, he encouraged a woman to abuse her own child?
Wow. Yes.
And she did it?
A groupie, yeah.
What a dumb whore.
So what? I guess like how that's the thing you're mad is about. On hold?
Well, okay, it's one thing if you're like, wow, I want to do something to a kid. There's another thing with saying, hey, woman, I want you to do something wrong to your kid because I'm slightly famous. I've never heard of me, but other people apparently
have. I never heard of me.
They've been pretty big in like the underground like hardcore scene. Like this
oh,
one.
That's the problem.
Yeah, this one's awesome.
That's a problem. I always stay above
this
ground.
This rocks, if you child porn music or not.
Oh, that was clean.
I don't like to go. I don't like to go underground because it's dank and scary.
Ninja Turtles live there.
Like the song I remember from them the most was that song "Last Train Home."
Yeah, that was.
Oh
the,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
I remember
was,
that. Song.
I have their first album. I don't have their second one. That's the reason why
I have their second album. This song. That song on it.
Yeah, play. Do you have it?
No, I'm playing my. I wouldn't be able to play it anyway.
Right, how many months now are we going to do it where you don't have an audio element on your side?
18.
You have sending us dude, fix it. You have a board.
Yeah, but the board is broken. But a billion times.
We'll get a good one then.
Well, Ryan, your producer.
You have other things you want to play, and you always have to send it to me or Marie.
Your producer you just just effectively called dude on you. So.
Dude.
Yeah, man, that's dude right there.
Can't he play. Called dude on you, so now you have to get with the program.
Yeah.
It's the rules of dude.
Dude, like, there's rules that you can't break. Shotgun, calling dibs, double dares. You have to do it.
Yeah, this is the song.
It's terrible. I don't like it.
It's terrible.
That was their first hit, and then the next big one was Last Train Home.
Yep.
All right. I have, speaking of babies, there's some good news, actually, about a baby.
More baby fucking stories.
No. Marie is pregnant.
No.
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 Speaking of fucking babies.
2 days after a critically ill baby boy.
No?
That was good.
One
no,
of these days, he's going to have a freaking heart attack.
No. On the show. Screaming.
I don't think you're going to understand that. I'm a very good screamer.
All right, here we go.
2 days after a critically ill baby boy in China was pronounced dead at a hospital, he was sent to a funeral home to be cremated. But an
dad.
All right, do you want to guess what happens?
The baby's alive.
He's dad.
Oh,
they back it up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Polka-fied rat, Beijing beef, and he fine now. You go home.
No, she's not. She's not that Asian, but she's very California. Like, listen to the way she says the word "dead."
Well,
back
this
it up.
This is China, so maybe instead of cremating the baby, they wanted to eat the baby.
Is after a critically ill baby boy in China was pronounced dead at a hospital. He was sent to a funeral home to be cremated. But an employee at the home was shocked when this happened.
A funeral home worker discovered he was actually alive.
The health department in Anhui
Province.
Did
they just show us a list of dead babies?
Yeah.
On the news.
Yeah, where do you normally see your dead babies?
They just showed like a whole...
Is it like a website you go to normally?
I'm not cool with this.
You're not cool with what? Dead babies?
Showing dead babies.
How are you supposed to see dead babies if not on the news? You're not using it for entertainment purposes.
Oh, by the way, we just stop saying the phrase dead babies because you know JJ is going to be taking this for a promo for himself.
The old child had severe deformities, and he was being treated at Anhui Provincial Children's Hospital until Monday.
/ sushi bar.
When his condition worsened significantly. According to sources at the hospital, the boy's parents had agreed to end his medical treatment at that point, and a doctor pronounced the newborn dead. But when workers heard cries and screams coming from the back of the funeral home
one day... Dead babies making so much noise!
They knew the doctor was wrong. Once employees realized the infant was still alive, they immediately brought him back to the hospital where doctors began treating him once again.
To try to kill him. Because they're not going to redo that paperwork.
How do you fuck that up? I'm always amazed because these stories, at least once a week, you get these stories. Not even just babies, of adults.
Of anybody.
Like, and it's not even just in China. Like, in the fucking U.S. too, where they just, people, they pronounce people dead.
This
and they
dead.
Wake up on the autopsy. It's dad.
I'm not dead
dad.
Yet.
Dad.
What are you done, her?
My dad goes to school, but it's a dead school because
it's so dad in here because nobody dad. Wears the right
it's so dad. Dad. I need some dick.
Yeah, we got some dick in me. Ah.
Okay.
I go to school.
Oh, good news, though. Good news in Afghanistan.
Oh, what?
The war's over.
Tittles!
The war's been over, John.
All right. Let me play this.
Afghanistan is looking to bring back one of its most appalling forms of punishment, what was once a common symbol of Taliban rule. When this video surfaced 2 years ago showing a couple getting stoned to death by a crowd of hundreds, it sparked an uproar outside of Afghanistan. But within the country, Afghanistan's justice ministry is considering making public stoning a legal punishment
for adulterers, so they're bringing back stoning. I mean, I'm glad that they're moving forward.
Hey, no, it's fine. I mean, we're shipping over millions upon billions of dollars to these countries that allow this to happen to their women. But, you know, whatever. It's
you guys,
cool.
You're
we're
thinking,
fine. Detroit's fine.
You're thinking about it the wrong way. Yes, it may seem a little primitive to be stoning people to death. But listen, global warming is real and it costs a lot of time, money and energy and natural resources to do death the right way. So we're just going to pick up rocks off the dirty ground and bash people's heads in.
You know, so would you say that they're rolling stones?
You know, I know Afghanistan looks really bad.
Ryan.
Right. Yeah.
Hold on.
I don't know if you heard what John
just
said.
Hold on, Ryan.
I heard it. I was just pretending I did it.
Because John was asking if they were rolling
it's a
stones.
John Bob!
It's a Thanksgiving miracle.
Oh,
it's not all about you, Ryan.
WFOD in the chat room is calling defense to the guy, the Chinese guy that called dead baby.
Yeah.
Babies, he says babies don't do a whole lot. They kind of just lay there. So.
Good point.
I mean.
What I was going to say is that I know Afghanistan seems.
Thing, by the way. I was laughing at John's thing, but you are a despicable human being.
I am perfectly fine.
Why you're the most likable person on the show? Because that, ew. Because
she got perfect attendance one time.
Right.
One time, several times.
Oh, all the time. What I was going to say is I know Afghanistan seems really bad and dangerous right now, but a place that's way worse off right now has to be Detroit. Have you ever seen Anthony Bourdain's new show on CNN, Parts Unknown?
Yeah, it's just like his old show. But
it's the same exact
more.
Show.
Parts Unknown.
But he gets paid dude. More.
Yeah, but dude, he went to, he had a whole episode where he was in Detroit. And they were just giving him tours. Like, I cannot make this up. There was this one homeless man who lives in the entire shut down GM factory. That's it's crazy. Like 900,000 square
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, I did. I
is
saw
he
that
building
too,
cars.
Oh, you saw that? Yeah, he just walks around the factory
yeah,
like he owns it.
Like, nobody's here, so why not?
I mean,
it's just his home, and he's just giving him a tour. And then, dude, it's honestly worse than RoboCop. Like, you can't even imagine how bad it is. It's the craziest
RoboCop
thing.
RoboCop wasn't even close
well,
to it.
Well, I sleep on these old tires, so it's pretty good.
From what I heard, there's like a new documentary out, and not documentary, documentary, out with, I guess that Leary put it out, about like the firefighters in Detroit. I guess there's like...
It's on Netflix. It's called Burn.
There you go. Okay, and I need to watch it still, but... I guess it's like there are like 1,000 fires a day in that city or something. Like because these firefighters have no money, no equipment. When they are fighting fires, I guess homies come and jack like chainsaws and axes off the side of their shit. Like this is like a legit problem. And I guess somebody finally made a documentary about it. But
the reason they're doing it is because there's these suburbs next to the city that's now nobody lives there. It's just giant abandoned buildings. And
right.
There's like these suburbs and there's like these multi-million dollar homes and they're honestly only worth like $5,000 because everything's gone. There's no government left. So the people are burning down their homes to get their money. You know, they're claiming arson. So the firefighters, they don't even go out to the fires anymore.
Some Jewish lightning.
Unless somebody lives there, they stop going.
Don't they also burn down the houses so they can get to the copper wire and, yes, and the wires and everything? They sell that.
Yeah, they'll rip out the copper wires. They'll take the everything.
They set fire, so the only thing left are the precious metals, things
didn't
like that.
Didn't that town lose 2 billion people in their population in the last 20 years?
Well, not 2 billion. 2 billion would be
a million. Sorry, I'm an idiot.
How are the Detroit Lions doing this year? Did they even have a team anymore?
They're doing okay.
Yeah, they're fine.
They're like 7-5.
How do people afford tickets?
Well, it's people shipping in from Flint and Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
All the white people moved out to those towns.
Right.
And Flint used to be a shithole, but I guess that's like the new white Mecca along with Grand Rapids.
The Lions are 6-5.
Yeah, isn't that what's happening in Atlanta with the Braves? Aren't they like moving from Atlanta like to Cobb County or some shit?
Yeah. But they're moving the stadium.
Let me just answer this question because it's crazy to know. The population right now of Detroit is the lowest since 1910.
What?
In 1930. Wow. Put it to you this way. In 1930, the population was 1.5 million. As of 2010, and it's way lower now. As of 2010, it's 713,000 people in the city of Detroit. There used to be 1.5 million in the 30s.
Is that bad?
That's
fight of the law. It's roomier.
And are there other cities like Detroit, or is it just like
Cleveland?
Detroit is this one like anomaly.
Cleveland.
Well, when an entire industry, which is basically what built the town, the town gets run out of town.
No. They built that city on rock and roll.
Yeah, Detroit Rock City.
Ew.
Hello.
I'm pretty sure I recall that.
No.
Fucking Memphis City on rock and roll.
And I know it's been said a million times, so it's worth repeating. That's not even a rock song.
It is.
It's a rock ballad. Because of that stupid band and the offshoot band, I hate anything with the name Jefferson in it now.
Jefferson Starship, Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Project, Jefferson.
I hate Thomas Jefferson now.
Really?
How about Mr. Jefferson, the neighbor from Married with Children?
I hate him, too.
Jeez.
I hate Alshon Jeffrey because he's too close. He's
too
a wide
close?
Receiver for the
That's dude, weird.
For the Bears.
Listen to this. The city as a whole has lost 60% of its population.
That's more than half.
Where did they all move to? I'll tell you. Wherever they moved to is not happy. They're not happy.
They moved to Canada or what? I don't know where it's at.
This is a rock song. Sorry, Ryan. I apologize, but this is definitely a rock song.
This is horrible.
Dude.
No one said it was good.
28% of Detroit does not have a job of any kind. 28% unemployment.
What do they do?
And then, listen, not only is 28% unemployed, but 56% is employed but living below the poverty line.
So, and the rest are firefighters.
That means that only 18% of that city, according to what I'm reading, lives above the poverty line.
Well, there's one guy that's super rich, though, and he wants to just have a monopoly on the entire city and just have one big mansion.
Yeah, it's Dick Jones. Everyone knows that.
In 2010, Mayor Bing put forth a plan to bulldoze a quarter of the city of Detroit.
Is he the guy that's mayor of the search engine?
Yes.
The plan was to concentrate Detroit's remaining population
in
certain areas to improve delivery of essential city services. Yeah. But the thing is, like, in that episode and in that documentary, like, there's all the sorts of entrepreneurs going over there now, and they're buying, like, skyscrapers. I mean, full-on 130-plus story skyscrapers for, like, $2 million.
Is that cheap?
It's pretty cheap, yeah.
Especially when it costs, like, $500 million to build.
I mean, you could throw a Chipotle in there or something.
A couple. Like, 3 or 4.
I guess that would be good, right?
While the city of Detroit filed for Chapter 9 bankruptcy because it has obligations to more than 100,000 creditors totaling $18.5 billion.
How dare you skip chapters 1 through 8?
Those are the best ones.
Detroit is responsible for like 10% of our national debt.
Is for real?
No, fuck them, man. I don't know. I don't know what our total national debt is, but they're in debt $18.5 billion. Not even the state. Just one city owes $18.5 billion.
What a bunch of slackers. I bet they all bought that Obamacare piece of garbage.
No. No, I think only 26,000 people use that.
Yeah, that's pretty much probably what the
population of Detroit is now.
You know, people, I would love to go to Detroit. Just all the abandoned buildings would be a great paintball thing, wouldn't it, John? You love paintball. In an abandoned building in Detroit, let's all play paintball, guys. Come on.
You know how much money you'd make doing that? Because everyone just plays it out in the woods. Indoor paintball would be tits.
No, dude. I got it. Even
just
better.
Just reenact like every scene from RoboCop.
Yes. Oh, that'd be awesome.
No. I got it.
Get
even
Royce
better.
With like the wine glass with the mustache saying, I'm not going to sell this. I'm Italian. Look at me. I'm fat.
More like radio should start next year a convention of Gears of War. Gears of War in Detroit.
I call Carmine.
It's really terrible. It's
that
rude.
That entire episode of Parts Unknown is on YouTube. So, I mean, everybody, you got to check it out. You cannot believe it. Like, you know, here it is. It's just crazy.
It looks like a set from Children of Men. Like, it's bad.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad.
No, what it looks like, I Am Legend, because like Earth has is just starting to take over again. Like, it's just taking over buildings. I'm actually like looking at scenes of it right now.
But wait,
now.
I saw like there's reports of like wild bears just roaming in the inner cities and like packs of wild dogs and things like that.
That's what I couldn't remember. That's right.
So we need Mad Max.
It's like a Titanic, but filled with bears.
Dude, I'm not even kidding. There's literally wild just bears like a mile
nature
away from the city.
Nature is taking back over, man.
So it's like Fallout.
Yes.
You know the brothers that are squatting in those huge skyscrapers are not going to sit there and allow bears. They're like, no, we're gone.
No,
yeah,
we're
not. It's a goddamn bear.
Detroit is going to I Am Legend.
Yeah. Remember?
No, it's going to be no. Dutch had something going with like the homies living in the sky rises. It's going to be Escape from Detroit, the third movie installment by John Carpenter from the Escape from LA series.
Oh, Escape from Detroit? It'd be right? Great. I'd watch that. It'd be amazing.
Like, they could probably shoot.
What's up, Matt? My name is President Flint. And you come in this city, you got to low down. You want to get this president's daughter? Shit.
You
ain't getting out alive.
Well, the new mayor of Detroit is Humongo, so.
If I were the mayor of Detroit, I would try to bring in revenue from like movie sets and stuff and have people film at like a dystopian type environment. I'm sure it would be cheap. Bring
That's
in some
what
dough.
They did.
Yeah.
That Gerard Butler movie, Machine Gun Preacher.
Oh,
where
yeah.
It's supposed to take place in like the war-ridden part of like Africa with drug lords. They filmed it over there in Detroit.
They filmed it in a Central Park.
Dude, but like what I'm looking at it right now, what the city looks like, and I'm not even kidding, is like the movie District 9.
Right.
That's what it looks like.
Where
just
aliens came to Africa.
Blown up buildings.
And they eat cat food.
And aliens love cat food.
I'm watching the part right now of like the homeless guy with the long white ponytail who's like, this is my home. It's like a 30,000 square foot rundown factory.
And I'm sure that there's no lead paint or pollutants there anyway. I'm sure he's going to be perfectly fine. Just an old man. I bet you every day he sleeps in a different car. He's like, oh, today I'll sleep in this one. I don't know why he sounds like an old miner.
This is the best
He's a prospector.
Dude,
a prospector.
It literally looks like Gears of War.
We should do it.
We should. We'll start a petition to have the next Gears of War fan club be in Detroit.
Why don't we make them more like radio headquarters in Detroit?
Oh my God, we could buy up a whole skyscraper.
That would be amazing.
And just tape a paper sign out front. More like radio headquarters.
It'd be really nice. Like old printer paper? It'd be really nice.
Please don't burn our building down.
We have no goods or services. Please go away.
The only problem is getting internet installed anywhere in Detroit has to be really fun.
Oh, my God. Calling Comcast to come out to wire your skyscraper
I'm
in the
sorry.
Middle of Detroit.
I'm sorry. What burnt down shack are you in? I can't find it.
I'm in a row of burnt down shacks on 7th and Main Street.
Yeah. You know where the burnt down 7-Eleven is?
Which one?
Okay, right next to that one, I just need Wi-Fi. So if you could just come by and hook it up, it's fine.
I'm sorry, but they just burnt down all our cable wiring, so we're going to have to get new wiring.
Also, I'm pretty sure my truck's on fire. So that's fine. And I'm being chased by a RoboCop.
Dude, I'm not even kidding. There's literally, they have a wild bear problem in the city, not in the suburbs. Because The suburbs surrounding the city are now just, like I said, taken over by nature, that the bears are getting into the city.
Lisa, I'd like to buy that rock.
Let the bears play the bear tax. I pay the homer tax.
It's the homeowner's tax.
All right, coming up
after the break, we have a lot more fun videos and such and things.
I just peed for 2 minutes straight. Kelly, time me.
Oh, why did you take so long to pee?
Because I have been holding it all show, and I had to pee before we started the show, and I didn't.
And Kelly, can you please have Dutch cut his hair? He looks like a fucking crazy person.
What?
Maybe it's a sign of cancer.
You really like that? He looks insane.
Well, no, the top is getting a little long, but I made him trim these because they're at the awkward point where you don't
made me do it. You did it yourself. You held me down and said, okay, we're doing this right now.
Yeah, I did. Because she meant sex. His ear now. Oh. It's gross.
Well, obviously, if you're a therapist, you'd be attracted to crazy looking people.
Yeah, there you go. I'm telling you, it's an experiment. I know it is. That's the only reason you're dating.
Wait, for her?
Yes, you are her test dummy.
I'm telling you, it's she has
you
something.
Bitch,
she has something, and it's finally ready for human testing. So she went and she seduced you, and now she's.
So you're saying I'm her like grad school project?
Yeah, she's probably writing a thesis paper on you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm actually in a PhD program, and I had to find a test subject who was the middle child of like 23 kids.
Wow.
It was really specific.
It was really condescending.
And the fact
I'm going to hit you during the break.
And the fact that she has a player hating degree and Dutch doesn't mind, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Because Mace had that. And look, by the way, Mace is making a comeback. Maybe we'll talk about that after this. You swear to God, after the show. I think it's one of these says after the Trayvon thing, that brought him back to rap. I swear to you. That's what he
Mace Sebastian. I talk with a defect. Hey, can't stop me now.
It's a button.
If you're ready for pro wrestling like it's never been seen before, pro wrestling meant for an adult audience, and pro wrestling where nobody says brother or tells you you can't see them, check out Combat Zone Wrestling, the most innovative, high-flying, hard-hitting, ultra-violent promotion on the planet today. Combat Zone Wrestling. Visit us at www.czwrestling.com.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
World premiere music.
Self-de-evolution. From the members of Mudvayne and Korn, welcome Could I. What's wrong, yeah?
Could I is ready to take Cookie Cutter Rock and throw it in the trash. And we have the world premiere of their first single, Breaking the Broken. Hear it tonight at 9 during the Red Show at morelikeradio.com. New music first on More Like Radio.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin.
It's the Gentleman's Show, Useless Chick Search 2013. Thousands tried out for, and we're down to the final two. Who will be the new fourth Mike? Marcy?
It's all about the boobies.
Or Kylie?
They have a lot of experience and a lot of things.
Their fate is in your hands.
I want them to rub up and down my body.
Vote now at facebook.com/gentlemanontheair.
And if you share that faith with me, I ask you tonight for your vote.
That's facebook.com/gentlemanontheair. Polls close November 20th at 5 p.m. So vote now or don't.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
Hey. I hate all that stuff. Those. I hate so man cave bromance. I just hate them because they're just bad made up shit. I think it's in like the Urban Dictionary. You know, like, I think that's where they get that. It becomes part of Americana. I got my man cave. You know what it is? Guys who fucking talk about man caves like Coors Light commercials during football games, who think it's funny to watch a fucking beer commercial.
A post-op tranny has a man cave. Let's get this straight.
Very, very good.
Chaz Bono has a man cave.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Hey guys, when you're not listening to my shows, Lust and Love Radio and Daytime Divas, you should tune in to my pal Doc Fox's radio show called Mockout Radio. Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Go check him out. He's wicked cool. Totally pissa. We're going to go have some beers over at the bar. Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. More Like Radio. Boom.
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are staged people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Fail FM. Only on Brain Stew Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Wednesday night at 11 p.m., tune in to More Like Radio for 2 hours of wrestling talk on Markout Radio with Dark Fox and friends.
Fistful of assholes!
Excuse me? Fistful of assholes? Really? You want me to say that?
Just do the bit.
All right, you're such a diva now that you have your own show with guest host Punchy, Greenway, and whoever else shows up on Skype or in Fox's creepy basement studio.
The smell of cum and beer doesn't make it creepy.
Maybe not, but the fleshlight does.
Listen, I have a healthy sexual appetite. Thank you very much.
What are the anal beads for?
Can you just do the bit?
Ugh, fine.
Jesus, and you wonder why people get Marianne to do the audio bits.
Markout Radio live every Wednesday night from 11 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday at Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Oh, who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's The Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Steve, do you think you could say this line here? This line here.
OSW Review, an old school wrestling podcast that won't kidnap you and kill you.
Just emphasize won't, so it makes it sound like a competition will kill you.
OSW Review, an old school wrestling podcast that won't kidnap and kill you.
And you're listening to More Like Radio.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Hi, I need two turkeys, please.
Oh, you again?
Yeah.
Look, I think I know what's going on here, and I'm flattered, but I'm in a relationship.
What? Oh, no. I'm not trying to.
Hey, listen, Daddy. Don't you let one rejection keep you from getting out there. You seem great.
Okay, thanks.
There's a whole group of guys out there who don't care about what guys look like.
Can I just get my turkey, please?
You know, I got a friend. He's into sloppy bears.
What's a sloppy bear?
You know, you got the muffin top, you got food on your shirt.
God, I do.
Let me set you up. I tell you what, I'm going to write down their number on the receipt. You take it home.
No, I think you have the wrong idea. I'm not interested in...
I know. You're not interested. That's
in a relationship.
Cool. Here's the number. I'll talk to you later. Get out of here.
Hey, this is John Benjamin, and you're listening to It's More Like Radio.
Back live, Hippo Juice. Number to call in on the Thanksgiving special is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice. Hashtag Hippo Thanks. We'll be reading them live during the show. Marie, do you have any that you want to read? Any new ones that might have come up?
I'm sure there's plenty, but now I have to switch my music out.
Okay, sure. Yes, I know.
I mean, you know.
You got to have the right music.
You have to have the right music to read what people are thankful for. All right, so here we go. Hippo thanks. Let me scroll down a little bit. Holy crap, there's been so many and you've caught me off guard. All right. I'm thankful that Hippo Juice is now live. Hold on. I'm going to scroll more.
You're welcome.
Let's see here. I'm thankful to be sitting on tonight's Hippo Juice from Kelly. I'm reading backwards, so now I'm reading Dennis's.
All right, so we have Punchy saying, I'm thankful that I don't have to pretend Mike and Sal was anything more than a shit show. Hippo, thanks. From Brainstew Radio, what are you thankful for? Brainstew, we are thankful for our kick-ass listeners. All right, so we'll read more as we go along. Hopefully, Marie doesn't panic next time.
No,
he didn't, because I knew we were going to be hit that coming out of the break, and she should have known that, too.
But I was running the break! Fuck you all!
Oh, maybe you should have a perfect attendance on this or something.
Yeah, I know. Why don't you get perfect attendance on the show?
Yeah, Miss Goody Two Shoes in school.
Yeah, little Miss American hair.
Big jerk.
Yeah. My tweet deck scrolled up to the fucking top where everybody was just
tweeting. That's weird. Because my tweet deck was working fine. I'm just letting you know that mine.
You were a bunch of
dicks. My tweet. Let me see how quick I could do it. My tweet deck's closed. Ready? Oh, Royce, read the hippo thanks. Okay, no problem. Oh, here's one from Dennis. I'm thankful. For Etikus, who lives with everyone butchering his Twitter handle, and I hope to do his vodka show with him once.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe's on. What's up, Joe? Hi, Joe.
First of all, how dare you cut off Joe Walsh like that?
Well,
Marie, that was all your fault.
We didn't cut him off because it was just the instrumental, so he was never actually going to sing.
Second of all, I am thankful. Hashtag I'm thankful.
Hashtag hippo thanks.
For you guys and your friendship and this amazing radio station, I hope you can tell in my voice that I'm not slurring.
No, you're not.
Just,
but you know what I'm thankful for?
The last hour of any show I do, you could compare it. I'm not drunk. I'm being serious.
Did you just call in to prove that you weren't drunk right now?
Was that hashtag
that
sarcasm?
And to tell you I love you.
Oh, also, you know what I'm thankful for? Every time Pearl Jam comes on the radio, I can't help but think of Stupid Joe every single time.
That
I just want to let
so
you know.
Happy.
Every time, even at the gym, even Flo was playing at the gym today. I even said to myself, no
that
one was there.
Pump you up, bro.
I was like, fucking Joe. Every time, I was like, go.
Well, one of my tweets was actually to Joe. One of my hippo thanks was, thank you for being my parachute buddy.
Aw.
Adorable, as you are.
It is. It is. Oh, what are your Thanksgiving plans tomorrow, Joe?
I'm going to spend it with, you know, seven
a bottle of Jameson.
Family that still talk to each other, you know.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm describing Mercer's normal Thanksgiving. A bottle of Jameson in a corner to stare at.
Oh, boy.
On that note, P-Rock says, I'm thankful for at Joe Coletta because his horrific habits draw attention away from mine.
We're going to try, by the way.
Thanks.
Speaking of that, we're going to try to do a special Thanksgiving Fifth Circle tomorrow because Mersh is coming here for Thanksgiving. So.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I'll be home at that.
Well, then hop on, everyone. You know what? We're going to try, like I said, anyone who wants to hop on for a special More Like Radio Thanksgiving show tomorrow, why don't we do that? Let's do it right now.
Oh, it'll be like a family.
A whole family. Yes, you're in, Joe. No problem. You're in. Who else is in? P-Rock, if he is not slurring by then, is more than welcome. Because if he's not passed out on the console and they're saying, huh, Hammy, cut the feed. By the way, I have to plug the Red Show. They, tonight.
This night?
This evening.
This night of all nights?
Okay, Marie, now I feel like you're patronizing me and I don't even want to do it anymore.
Okay,
sorry. I was excited to do it for a second. And now the first two, I thought, wow, Marie's excited for me. But by the third one, I was like, she doesn't give a fuck what I'm about to say.
Tonight's
the Red Show.
The night.
Marie, I fucking hate you. The Red Show.
Can you feel
God
the love?
Dutch, stop it.
You guys,
let the man talk.
You
God
guys are
it.
Waiting
a bunch,
for tonight.
Okay. This is the eve of thanks. Be thankful and let the man speak. God damn it.
I kind of feel like now you guys are doing it on purpose.
This is the rhythm of the night.
I fucking hate all of you.
Oh, no.
You guys are all dicks.
Yeah.
Okay, tonight.
Tonight.
I hate
you guys so much.
Hey, John.
Tonight on the Red Show. Kyurei, am I saying it right? Which is the basis for Mudvayne and some other player from Korn have a band and they're premiering their new single tonight on Red Show.
Tonight?
Cool. Tonight!
Tonight!
No, joking aside, I love Mudvayne, so I'm excited
yes.
to hear it.
I will not apologize for my tone tonight.
Yeah. So that'll be so everyone tune in and listen and give great positive feedback.
Well, you're already tuned in. You're listening to our show, which is the better show, but just stay tuned
Ooh,
in.
Ow.
Whoa.
Ow.
Whoa.
Oh, Marie is getting chippy.
Hashtag hippo thanks. I'm thankful for the Red Show being the show right after ours.
Being your opener that closes it.
Okay, you guys. I was just trying to plug the band.
Being your opener that closes it.
Because we are just trying to help out the kids. No, hey, seriously, stay tuned for the Red Show. They have all that stuff coming up, yada, yada, yada. Joe, you're more than welcome to stay on for the remainder of the show. No one's kicking you off, sir.
Thanks for calling in tonight, Joe.
No.
All right, hang
no
up
one's,
on
no
Joe
one's,
now.
No, don't hang up.
No, don't do it.
All right, let's play the
trending
next.
Now.
Trending. Wait, is Ryan here? Because I don't think we could do it unless Ryan's here.
Ryan, you still here?
Trending now?
Well, he's still on Skype, but
okay,
he probably
I'll do
just
it. Dutch,
wandered.
Dutch, you know what? You know what? I'll take over for him, and I'll do my best Ryan impression. Ready? You ready for that? Okay. Duh, I'm Ryan. Trending now. Spot on Ryan impression.
Well, apparently Ryan didn't leave because that was obviously Ryan.
He was there.
That's so Ryan.
Pick a number 1 through 10 because I don't do prep. I just do Yahoo quickly.
That is my prep. What are you talking about?
I think that's the
donkeys,
beauty of Hammond.
Chimps, tomato soup,
better.
Zebras.
Hey, you. What are you saying, Dutch? My impression is spot on. I thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
It was identical.
I only hear compliments, and even if you're insulting me, I still only hear compliments. That's all I hear. All right, now next story.
Well, a story that is out of this world from Florida.
Okay, first off,
I don't listen to alien stories.
No, you'll see it is out of this world.
She looks like an alien.
Story that is out of this world from Florida. So a 7-year-old was out playing outside his house, right? He was bleeding from the head.
Like most 7-year-olds do.
When they play.
They just bleed out of their head sometimes.
Stop playing lawn darts.
Parents were worried, but, you know, their first instinct was maybe horseplay or, I don't know, a chestnut dropped from a tree.
A chestnut? Where
what
do they fuck?
What the fuck is a chestnut falling down in Florida?
It's Florida. Where the fuck are there chestnuts in Florida?
Does she mean a coconut? Is she that stupid?
Maybe somebody was throwing chestnuts out their second-story window.
Like a bucket of chestnuts? There you go. Nah.
Yeah. Chestnuts for everybody.
It might have been in Florida.
Happy Chestnut Day!
Free chestnut, kid. Hey, kid, you know what day it is? Why, it's Chestnuts Day, sir!
Not dropped from a tree or you know, whatever it might have been in Florida. It wasn't big enough to be a coconut, but it was. According to CNN affiliate WPEC, the boy's father thought a bird might have snapped at him. But then he found those little fragments of rock as evidence and thought his son was hit by a meteorite. And you might say, this is crazy. Hold on, because the father had the rocks then checked out, and researchers at Florida Atlantic University
decided that he did molest. They did decide that he did molest his son. That's weird because he brought meteor samples.
Confirm that they all meet meteorite criteria, including magnetic pull. These are things you never thought you needed to be afraid of with your children.
Magnets.
No, you still don't need to be afraid of them.
Ever. You know what the chances are of getting hit by a rock from space? You know what they are? You're not going to get hit by a meteor. It's not going to happen.
It'll happen.
Or better yet, I'm surprised his head wasn't caved in. Like that.
All right.
The government crackdown on genetic testing company 23andMe. The FDA says the Google-backed company has to stop selling those at-home kits that claim to tell you if you're at risk of developing certain diseases.
Yeah, Google is backing this company now. I don't know if you guys heard. It's 23andMe, and it's basically an at-home DNA test.
Oh, you know how I heard about this?
Yeah. Go ahead.
There was a girl. She was on my show a while ago for one show. No name, but some people could figure it out. We got like close one night. We were drinking together, and of course, instead of making out or doing anything a normal guy would do, I end up listening to her sob story. And what it was she goes, "Does this guy look anything like me?" And she shows me some random old guy on her phone. The photo was taken like in the 70s, obviously. And I'm like, "No," and she starts telling me, "Well, this was my mom's friend, and I think he's my real father."
Oh no.
And going on and on. And then she starts talking about getting...
Oh, and also, would you mind carrying my baggage for me?
Well, she goes on and on about getting a DNA test, like, through the internet to find out. Like, she's, like, a couple years younger than me. She's, like, I don't know, 28 or something like that, maybe 27.
Right.
And she doesn't know because her mom is, like, a weirdo drunk hoarder. And she can't ask her. She's got to get a test to find out who her father is. And I had to listen to this going, yeah, just do the online thing. So now you're saying she can't do that?
Well, here's why. Check it out.
ABC's Bianca Goladriga was tested herself, and she brings us the story.
You're 3% East Asian.
Oprah's done it. John Legend, too.
This is crazy.
Even Kevin Bacon used it.
And even Kevin Bacon? The order of those famous people, they did it wrong. It should have ended with even Oprah. I don't like Oprah, but in terms of celebrity, she's the biggest one on that list. Well, you don't end it with the guy from Footloose.
You cut it off too soon, and they were going to follow up by saying, and he discovered there really is a 6-degree rule of separation.
Fair enough.
Him.
That's fine.
No, not to play 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Oh, Marie was kidding, and they used a terrible joke.
Wow.
Boom! This girl.
Wow. You're as terrible as
ABC. Did you just point to yourself, Marie?
Yes, she did.
I double pointed to myself.
With her thumbs.
With my pointer fingers for pointing.
But to prove it through genetic testing, a way to determine heritage and unearth potential genetic medical risks. The online genetic testing company 23andMe brought the formerly expensive procedure to the masses with its $99 home saliva test.
But a bitch ain't one.
Look at her.
One of its slogans,
fire.
Strike back before cancer has a chance to strike. But now the FDA says the company has not provided any medical scientific evidence behind their claims. So the agency is demanding 23andMe discontinue marketing those kits.
So they have no proof that what they're doing works. So they're just they're probably getting all the, because here's the way it goes. You give a sample. I think it's saliva with these, and you send it in.
A sample of the band saliva?
Yes, you send a sample of the band saliva.
I don't know how that would help anything.
You send your saliva
record
in.
Record sales.
And it's the same thing as like the parents that buy those at-home drug test kits too, where, you know, they may, well, no, you have to pee in that. But then you mail off your pee, and they check it. And
who
I guess
checks it? Who's checking my pee?
Some sort of, I don't know. If you look
some
at the website,
Steve.
If you look at the website, it's usually a person checking it is some stock footage of a guy in a laboratory.
I mean, I've been mailing them a lot of pee, and I have not gotten any results
Marie,
back.
First off, you're not mailing in a cup. You keep filling envelopes with piss. That's your problem. It's probably not making
Steve
it.
Steve is definitely not going to want to go through all the envelopes of that.
Yes,
it's expensive to get all those cups.
Steve!
Also, most take-home piss tests have one of those things like you test chlorine in. So
the tabs.
Not that I would know or anything, but
in case if you like pee chlorine.
See, I don't use those. I just use the pool tester that we have, and that also tests for chlorine.
And Marie's apparently low on muric acid.
Yes, it's immediately.
My doctor prescribes two tablets to be floating at me at all times.
My health. Citing possible health consequences from false positive testing.
Why is a woman? Why a woman riding a Segway has anything
to do? What was the point of that shot?
For those of you who don't see the video right now, there was a woman riding a Segway in a store.
It was a very loud Segway.
I know.
Was it run on diesel?
23andMe is run by Ann Wojcicki, who is in the midst of a very public separation.
Ann? That bitch doesn't know her face from her asshole.
Marie, you're...
Yeah, Marie.
From Google Uber billionaire Sergey Brin, whose company backed the startup.
Okay, why? Google, you're making enough money. Don't back weird.
I don't think it was Yergey who was the one who said
Yergey.
Yes.
Yergey.
No. You know what I mean? I'm sure he has like a whole investment team, and they probably saw this and was like, "This is a good investment. Let's get behind it." Like,
yeah, it's just money. No, you're right, and no one's done it yet.
I hate Google, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, there you are, Ryan.
There you are.
I already did your trending now thing. I did pretty good.
Oh yeah, I just sent you a message. Right, so yeah, it's dude. Am I the only one who's getting bothered by Google? That why does Google feel the need that they have to do everything that every other business does?
Because they can do it better. And also,
they're like, hey, we're going to make phones and TV and computer.
We're going to make phones and TVs and computers and whatever else you
we're going to do
or
it
Google
better.
Now getting into the canned soup business. I'm like, just stop, Google.
Google soup.
In the world, you don't have to make everything.
I buy Google soup.
They want to monopolize everything. They're trying to be like the Walmart of internet.
By the way, did you guys see Dennis, if you're listening, post it in the chat. Walgreens is selling sex toys now.
They have been forever. The personal massage
online or
no, Dutch.
No.
I'm not talking about personal massage. I know what those are. They've had
are
that
you talking
for years.
About like
straight up dildos.
Dildos.
Straight up.
Dennis, can you post it? I Dennis has it.
Straight up sell dildos at Walgreens.
Yeah, guys. I'm sorry. I know.
Wait, did she sell Walgreens? Am I missing a reference here with Paula Abdul?
I don't
know.
No, because
we just said straight up. So Marie was sticking straight up by Paul Abdul.
I missed that. I'm sorry.
But also, they should totes get her to do a commercial for selling sex toys at Walgreens.
Right. Also, opposites attract.
Kevin, if you could find it, I want you to see what they're selling. I mean, it's like.
Yeah, Kevin, earn your pay.
Not Kevin, I'm Dennis, I meant to say.
Yeah, Dennis, earn your pay around here.
You're just mixing up our web admin and
whatever.
Our video
One
guy
of you
now?
Motherfuckers, there
you
it is.
Fucking Ukrainian dick.
That was actually fast.
Shit.
At Walgreens.com,
go
you
back
can get.
To communist Russia.
At Walgreens.com, you get a Fleshlight
really
Freaks.
I wish you were killed by Stalin.
Fleshlight Freaks zombie dildos.
Holy crap, it's a
Holy
zombie
shit, they're
dildo.
Selling flashlights? Oh, that's not a flashlight.
No, but.
It's a zombie dildo fleshlight.
It's just a dildo. Why are they calling it a fleshlight?
It looks like. That's not a fleshlight. It looks like a freaking piece of tree bark.
All right. I clicked vibrators and adult toys. A holiday gift finder. Okay. They sell.
Hold on. Before you keep going on, ask the question again.
What makes it a zombie dildo?
Because there's like skin missing and it's like an off. Like hand color doesn't look human.
Okay, it's black. You can just say that.
Yeah, that black means it's
black.
It means it's dead.
It looks
no
charcoal.
It's actually more gray than charcoal. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not black.
Yeah, you're dumb.
Well, yeah. You know, if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, there are two reviews.
Oh, good. I'm excited. Oh. What are they? And now I hope people listening are not going to leave reviews for this, because that would be wrong to do that.
Sorry, all right.
The first one, nobody wrote anything, but they just gave it 5 stars, quality 5, value 5.
But the
other one does say the review was zombie. This person gave it, Slick Rick.
Slick Rick.
Slick Rick gave this a review. I thought he was deported. But anyway, Slick Rick, he gave it 5 out of 5. And he said, looks great. Can't wait till I get mine in the mail. Love at first sight. So I don't know if he's going to use it for himself. Or.
And 35 out of 36 found that helpful.
It is helpful. It's
yeah, one
helpful.
Person that
it also
find
is
helpful.
36.
Did you see a comment from the governor? Feels rougher than I expected one to feel, which is a good thing. Like most zombie appendages, I expected it to decay during use and quickly break off, making it only one-use product. But this is true American craftsmanship at work.
I need to...
Dude, it's $84, though.
I was going to say, what the fuck? It's $85.
I need to understand the process of life where somebody went to Walmart, looked for a zombie
Walgreens.
Look for a zombie dildo, read the reviews, and decided to dislike the comment as being unhelpful.
Okay, well, hold on. Well, that's not going to help me decide to get a zombie dildo at all.
It says, please note, due to the nature of this product, we cannot accept returns or exchanges.
Why? That's some bullshit. Wait, what if I don't like it?
BT Dubs, hold on. Yeah. To answer the zombie thing, are you guys actually seeing the zoomed in picture of this? It's like rotting flesh of a dildo.
Ew.
Yeah, but anyway.
And by the way, it says in the description, it says a fun Halloween twist, patented real feel super skin, safe, non-toxic, phthalate.
Feels just like real zombie skin.
Phthalate.
Yeah, of course, a therapist would know that.
It has the category breakdown: home, shop, sexual wellness, vibrators and adult toys, toys for men.
Ooh.
That's a toy for men?
No. So, yes, this is in the category toys for men.
But then
it's
says
boys to men, I guess.
ABCBBD.
But then it says this product is intended for use as a novelty product only. Any product used for medical purpose or for use, blah, blah, blah.
They don't say anything about
sexual? Any function of the body is prohibited.
Don't you dare put that in your body.
But then how did they say from the nature of this product we can't accept returns? If they're telling you not to stick it inside of you,
exactly.
Then you should be able to return. Call Walgreens.
Okay, by the way.
Do you want me to call? Because I can call them right now.
I just posted a link there because let's get away from the zombie thing for a while. Here are the other adult toys that they sell there. So if you want to click on that link.
No, hold on. I think we have a point here. Marie, can you get the number to Walgreens? Because I would like...
I'm looking for
them
right now if you guys want me to call
1-800 Walgreens.
No, is it really?
Yeah, I've seen these at Walgreens before, by the way, Ryan. The link you just posted as far as
the store? Because it says on the web only, Dutch.
No, there are certain like personal vibrators that like they're supposed to be like a neck massager, but it's clearly a vibrator. Now,
some
of the
other things,
it's like a body
massager. No, there's...
The Tenga flip hole for male masturbation doesn't really leave much to the imagination on that one.
And this one certainly has reviews and pros and cons. By the way,
Marie, I'm sending you on Facebook Walgreens number. So
yeah, so
do me, send to me on Skype. I'll call.
No, because Marie's got to Skype him.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
So on Walgreens, I pulled up another one. The one Dutch just said. Well, what's it called, Dutch?
It's called the Tenga Flip Hole for Male Masturbation Black.
Okay. So there are some reviews down there, and this one are pros. Easy cleanup, textured for different experiences. Cons, higher priced than lower quality devices. And here's his review. Has an amazing texture and feel. The easy clean device is very welcome. The included lubricants work well, although generic work fine. All in all, this is the best in class and worth the cost. All
right, Marie, call. Let's Joe, how about maybe you're a concerned customer with your product and you want to return it?
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Marie, call. Okay.
Thank you for calling Walgreens.com customer service. Para ayuda en español, oprima 8.
Press 8.
Please listen to the following options so we may best direct your call. For pharmacy or prescription questions, press 1.
No.
For photo questions, press 2.
No.
Maybe later.
To place or check the status of an order, including contact lenses, press 3.
Wait, complaint.
For balance
three.
Rewards
three.
Questions,
three.
Press 4.
3.
To locate a Walgreens store,
press
5.
How do I...
For help with something else, press 6.
It's 0. It's 0.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Sorry.
Your experience is important to us. To participate in our customer satisfaction
survey,
please stay on the line after you're able to handle the question.
Yeah, we'll say it quickly.
Service, you can this call may be monitored or recorded. Order prescription refills in seconds. Manage your health. Order prints. Browse the weekly ad. All from the free Walgreens iPhone and Android app. Download our free app now. Search for Walgreens in your app download store or visit walgreens.com/mobile for more information.
I need to complain about my dildo.
Thank you for calling Walgreens. This is Katie. How may I help you?
Hey, Katie. How you doing? This is Joe from Jesus Christ and the Latter-day Saints. How are you? I ordered off your website. I couldn't find it in stores. The Fleshlight Freak Zombie Dildo for $84.99. Katie?
I'm here. I'm topping something in. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, let me know when you're done with the man.
Because you're on the air.
You're in the air. So, are you good?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, I ordered this, and it's really not up to my standards. It's kind of scratchy. Like, you ever get, like, a splinter?
Yeah.
All right, that's what it kind of feels like. So, I wanted to return it, but it says, due to the nature of this product, we can't accept returns or exchanges.
Okay. Let me see. Do you have your order number?
50432, but the thing is, it says it's not meant for anything other than a novelty purpose, but I don't understand why it's shaped such deliciously, making my ass hunger for it. And the fact that I feel like I had splinters up there makes me want to return it. So I just want to make sure I could do this, even though you have this policy of not being able to return it.
Okay.
You know?
One moment, let me search for this item, okay?
Okay, thank you, Katie.
Have you...
Okay. What are you looking for again?
Can you verify the name, please?
Yeah, my name is Joe. I said that right. It's J-O-E, capital J.
Okay.
Right. Are you looking at what I'm looking at? You see the picture, right, next to the Fleshlight Freaks Zombie Dildo? This is the same place I pick up my medication for my multiple sclerosis.
That order number that you just gave me, 50432, it shows up under somebody else's name, and it is for a...
Well, I use a fake name because I don't want people knowing that I'm buying zombie cocks for my asshole. So I use a fake name, miss. You understand the, you know...
Okay, but actually, I don't see that product under that...
Well, it's on the website on walgreens.com. You just search Fleshlight Freak Zombie Dildo. It's there, you know? I mean... The thumbnail is, it's got the cock laying down flat. It's got it pointed straight up all, it's kind of cute. It's like crooked, a little bit to the left, upright. It's like arced, all sexy-like.
Okay.
You see it?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm is right. Mm. And that's what I thought before I put it in me, and then I got those splinter feelings, and now I want to return it. So can I get my money back?
No, you cannot return those items.
What am I supposed to do with this? Can I give it as like a gift for Christmas, you think? Maybe just wash the shit off it?
If that's what you want to do. But you cannot return sexual wellness items.
But see, it says it's not for asshole consumption, whoever it summarizes it, something like that. It's along those lines. Have you ever tried this, ma'am?
No, sir, I have not. One moment, please.
No one moment. How about I sanitize it and I mail it to you, Katie, and you think of me. I write my name on it in Sharpie. And you get that splinter feeling. Hello?
Okay, I'm looking into the information for you.
Well, you got everything you need to know. What do you got to look into? You should look into my asshole.
Well, I don't have an order. I don't have an order number that you actually ordered.
I gave you the order number. I ordered this cock under a fake name. I told you.
Yes, but when I pull up that order number, I see a medication. I see a different product.
This is medicine for my asshole. That's what this is. That's why you see that. You know?
Okay, thank you for calling Walgreens. You have a great day and be well.
Katie, can I send you this cock? Hello? Katie?
She said be well like fucking John Spartan.
Wait, she's still on the line.
Apparently, Joe doesn't know how to use the three seashells.
Oh, welcome man. To the satisfaction survey.
Oh, there's a survey.
No, dump out of it. Dump out of it.
The aww. Satisfaction survey. Good work, dude.
That. Oh my God. Oh my God. I was crying. We muted the mics, but we were crying. We couldn't help it.
Oh, we were laughing too. I don't know if you could see me on the camera, but
oh my God, you got so dirty.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, it's their fault for having her on the website
way longer than she needed to. I'll
she
tell you
was
that
so patient with you.
Patient or turned on? Was she turned on a little bit?
I don't think we've ever done a prank call on Hippo Juice. Like, that's more Joe's realm.
That was amazing. Thank you, Joe.
Wow,
you are the man. By the way, if you haven't heard him, I listened to him on Joe's show. Joe's prank calls are things of legend. There's nobody around better doing them right now than Joe. Seriously.
I appreciate it.
Like the one when that Sea Cruise place called them up and you're like, yeah, I won something. And the guy was getting all pissy on the phone.
Joe just leaving it with, can I send you my cock?
And I like how under his breath he said, oh, you're on the air.
You're angry
you have to,
at
you
her.
Have to fit that in legally. We have a flag to stand on.
I know.
It was great. I was fucking.
Either say, we're on the air or you're being recorded. So.
Oh my God. I love how you just rattled off some numbers for your.
And then you looked them up.
And it actually was a real number. How did you know that there was that many numbers in the Walgreens thing?
It's just dumb luck. I had no idea.
Marie actually sent you the real product number.
Yeah, I pulled
it. Oh, I didn't even see that.
I put it in Skype in case she asked for the product ID.
That's hilarious.
Actually, I think the only other prank call we did, I think it might have been on Fifth Circle, was...
Well, we did a couple on Fifth Circle.
We did... Oh, yeah. Like, I called, like, a... What was it? A depression kid.
Oh, and yeah. And you got in trouble?
Austin. Yeah, they got mad at me.
Okay, we did that out of jest, but do you know how many serious people are buying these dildos and trying to return them?
Oh, yeah. You know what happens. There's a protocol for it. You know there is. There has to be.
Of course there is.
Alpha protocol.
If they sell it, there's a protocol. All right. Bam.
The guy that had to write the policy.
Everybody loves it.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just imagining the Walgreens employee that had to write the policy.
On dildo returns?
And the user flow that their customer service representatives have to follow when some irate customer calls in trying to return one of them.
But it's a drugstore, like a convenience store at best. Why are they selling that kind of shit? It's the same thing, like, why does Spencer sell fucking dildos and butt plugs?
So people could stick them in their ass and vaginas?
Good old-fashioned story of redemption, especially around the holidays.
But have you ever
heard of strip church? It may sound paradoxical, but for a group of suburban moms led by one former stripper, it's never too late to be saved.
What?
And they've got the prayer circle to prove it. ABC's David Wright joins their leader as she heads back to the clubs for one unlikely recruiting job.
Pope John Paul said the opposite of love is not hate, but use, as in using another person for sexual gratification.
Okay, guys, if you want to gather around, we're going to pray over the bag.
Whoa, time out.
Yeah.
What was... Adam? Is that the reporter's name?
Yes.
Did I miss something there, or was he trying to compare a Pope John Paul quote to strippers? Like, what?
Yeah. How do you compare?
Back, no, I'm sorry. I apologize. I wasn't paying attention for the little part there. Maybe I missed something.
Well, the suburban moms led by missionary position, so they're going for a whole lot of punts here.
That makes sense.
One former stripper, it's never too late to be saved, and they've got the prayer circle to prove it. ABC's David Wright joins their leader as she heads back to the clubs for one unlikely recruiting job.
Pope John Paul said the opposite of love is not hate, but use. As in using another person for sexual gratification.
Okay, guys, if you want to gather around, we're going to pray over the bags.
The Christian tradition teaches that love is all about giving yourself to other people.
We pray for courage tonight. We pray
so strippers
for humility,
should do it for free.
And we just pray that you blind the security, the bouncers, the management, anybody that's going to get in our way.
Lust, that's about taking and coveting, even just taking a glance. Lust in the Christian tradition is a mortal sin, subject to eternal damnation.
It is true.
Why would a group of born-again Christians venture into the lion's den of lust? Because they're missionaries.
When I think of missionary work, I think of Mother Teresa.
That's the kind of missionary work I get into.
and the poor of Calcutta.
I think of missionary work. I think of strip clubs.
By the way, look how creepy this guy is sitting, positioning, using his hands. He is so ready to jack off in front of this broad.
Look at my boots and Dockers. It's not weird at all with my black socks.
Right, those are smart shoes.
Yep, he is.
Sort of thing. I don't necessarily think of stiletto heels in a strip joint.
Right.
At least not the ones I go to.
She's got crazy eyes. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. She has too many teeth, too.
She got that. They got look. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
But where did Jesus hang out?
With my homies.
Who's gonna go back and love these girls? Someone's got to do it, right?
Jamie Hindman used to be one.
I bet you she doesn't. That's not her name.
Does she have a Hindman anymore?
That's not her name. Her name can't be that.
No, that's not a real name.
That doesn't sound like a real name.
Miss Hyman?
No. One of those girls. Now she leads a group called Divine in Orange County, California.
Which also sounds like a strip club.
The Strip Church Network. Their motto, Jesus loves strippers.
Jesus loves everyone. That's not fair.
To follow along as they made their rounds Saturday night, distributing care packages, pink paper bags stuffed with goodies.
These are salted chocolate chip. How bad can that be?
Sugary treats and other items.
Nail polish or lipstick makes you feel good.
Hoping to win hearts and souls.
We feel it's...
How about condoms?
And semen.
I don't know if that's helpful for anybody.
Why would you need to distribute that?
Here's your semen, ma'am.
Thanks, sir.
Increase the conjugal, I guess. Make more people. There you go.
Isn't that how you do the sex? You just shove semen into her vagina?
Yep.
Exactly. You just sidearm in there. Just like, blah.
Hold on.
Submarine it.
Hold on. Let me get my spatula so I can smear the semen up into your vagina.
And there, that was clean.
Sex. What an awful word, schmear.
It really is not a good word you want to hear with that.
No.
And feel special that day.
Jamie was a stripper for 3 years. Now she's not just trying to...
Now she's been a stripper for 5 years.
Just take dick in the ass in the corner.
Save souls. She's trying to save women.
And also carry boxes. Holes.
Offer them a chance for redemption.
Amen. All right.
It's not an easy task. First stop Saturday nights is Starbucks.
Wow, it seems really difficult.
That does seem really hard.
Strippers there.
How do they do it?
Yes. Thank you.
After some liquid courage and energy in the form of a latte.
Let's do it. Just load up.
It's off to the clubs.
Nick, can you go ahead and let us know? When we're about 5 minutes away.
First stop, a seedy topless sports bar.
There's plenty of seed in there.
In Anaheim.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, how's it going? Good to see you.
The bouncer lets them waltz right in, but not our cameras.
Yes, not your cameras, because they normally only
because
cameras in
strip
club.
Shit, fuck.
And the cameramen are men instead of women. If they're women, then they'd be fine. They'd be able to go in with their cameras.
No, you can't bring in...
We had to wait.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
Yeah, it's really good. They all were very interested.
It's really good, huh? I'm filled in every hole.
To the bags and thanked us for coming and asked us why we did this.
Jamie says one girl in particular seemed ready to hear their message.
God, she just told us a horrific story about how a guy, Jackie...
Really? A horrific story at a strip club? I've never heard that.
No,
women, they're all well adjusted.
It's usually positive upbringings and good stories as the reason why you're there.
And wholesome family parenting.
He laid it on her, and she was so disgusted she had to pour alcohol over her body to feel clean again.
I don't think that's why she did it.
Wait, what did he do? I'm sorry, I must have missed
it. She ejaculated on her?
Waltz right
yeah,
in.
I'm sorry, but I didn't hear
that. Not our cameras. We had to wait.
Yeah, it was really good. They all were very appreciative to the bags and thanked us for coming and asked us why we did this.
Let's go.
Jamie says one girl in particular seemed ready to hear their message.
God, she just told us a horrific story about how a guy ejaculated on her. And
Isn't that part of the territory when you're going to be a stripper?
You're going to get some cum on you.
That's going to happen, right? That's
sorry.
Part of the. That's part well,
most
of the
lap dances. Seriously, not many women could bring me to orgasm in front of my mother.
I guess at most of the lap dances I've gotten, they put like a little like satin little towel over your lap before they start grinding your dick, just in case you are like a nervous.
I have never even heard of that.
That sounds fancy. Neither
have I.
Yeah.
I know. I've never heard of that either.
Maybe it's just you. They're like, who is this sunken-eyed chest, weird, like, Smeagol-looking character?
Maybe the clubs you go to just have dick butlers.
That's it.
Here you go, sir. Your cum towel.
Your cumsy towel.
You go to the high end. That's your problem, Joe. You go to those high end ones where they have like butler. Like, sir, would you like a handy?
Yeah, and my tight shorts don't help. I guess
that's a good point. Yeah, that's your problem. You show up
there
with.
You don't want to walk in with gym shorts.
No, Joe shows up with his old elementary school shorts.
And she was so disgusted she had to pour alcohol over her body to.
And you know, mostly in her mouth, but you know, whatever.
Rubbing alcohol, not actual like drinking alcohol.
No,
I go to school.
She's trying to get out, but she has the family to support.
Jamie can relate. She's been there
Look
herself.
At this creep. Tell me more.
Trying to hide his boner.
So my fake hairpiece that is obviously on the top of my head—it's like a dead beaver, but you can't see that with me and my Dockers.
Like, look at this! Look at that hairpiece! Look at it! It's horrible.
I hope you didn't notice in the parking lot, I have my Subaru. Yeah, keeps my hairpiece in place.
Subaru voiceover guy, you're working at strip clubs now?
Yep.
I have to make my ends meet, if you know what I mean.
I want
to. You mean you got fired?
Yes, apparently so.
All right, guys, come on. I want to hear more about what Kate Beckinsale's ugly older body double has to say about strippers.
First, what? I loved it. It was a party every night.
You got a lot of attention.
I got
a lot of attention.
You know what's not your attention? My awesome hairpiece. My wig, we get no attention because it's natural.
Would you happen to have a satin towel I could borrow?
It's held on by Gorilla Glue.
Yes, I give you the old Billy Baru.
I thought I was able to control men, and because men always hurt me in the past.
I thought I was an X-Men, and that I could control men with my mind.
And I was wrong.
The greatest thing is that I was able to tell people that I was actually Zooey Deschanel with my huge, ridiculous doe eyes, and people thought that it was actually her just stripping on the side.
6 months after she started stripping, everything changed.
I was right.
Because found out she was Zooey Deschanel.
It turned out.
Oh my God, I'm Zooey.
You were raped.
Yes.
By one of your customers?
One of my customers, exactly.
In the strip joint?
In the strip joint. After that, and this happened, I got to see the dark world that I
was. Hairpiece?
I let it in, and I got to see how twisted and scary it really was.
She says after that.
Why did she end everything with a question mark? Like, I don't get it. Like, I was at the strip club, and I was over there. And then whatever.
That's something.
She
just
does have a Zooey like quality to her, like to her face, like
she looks
that
like
weird,
Kat
like
Dennings from Two Broke Girls.
She looks like Kat Stevens.
Like Alanis Morissette.
Oh yeah, I'll give you that one too.
She has a very old neck.
She's got Alanis Morissette jaw, Zooey Deschanel eyes.
You still kept
but
dancing
kind of
for
crazy
2 more years.
And this guy's head piece is hard.
Because I didn't know what else to do.
And you got tough.
Me. Yeah, real tough. Really angry, really tough. And so I was this empty shell of like anger and
that
directed
I could spill
it.
Semen with.
I'm also taking a writing class. That's why I'm so good at talking in metaphors now.
Remand.
No, you got to go up to the end of your sentences.
Oh, talking in metaphors now.
Now?
She has found Christian compassion even for the men who frequent these places. She sees them as sinners, just as she was.
Oh,
back then
you.
I see scum of the earth. Today I would say wounded and broken.
How about horny?
Now, how about these guys who want to see some tits?
How about not everybody is a rapist
Live
that goes to a strip club?
Tits, and we don't feel like looking at porn. Like, yeah.
How about
up,
I'm just here for the $3 lunch buffet? How about that?
Better than you, than everybody else, whore. Oh, I hate this bitch right now.
Guilty of lust. And in our society, it is everywhere. Strip clubs and dollar bills. She says the dark side of this tawdry business tends to get lost in a culture where pop stars like Rihanna celebrate the sexiness of pole dancing.
Hell yeah.
What's the difference between Miley Cyrus twerking and a lap dance? You might have to pay extra
No one wants to pay to see Miley Cyrus twerk. That's the difference.
Really.
There you go. Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marie. Exactly.
Strip joint. Just the venue and the performer, she says.
For the girl that wants to be loved and doesn't come from a good environment.
They don't want to be loved.
They want to be paid.
Yeah, that's what
stars.
They don't want to be fed. They want to hunt.
I love it every time.
Nice.
Well, that's fantastic. Come. Clever girl. Clever
girl. Come.
Every time Marie has a good line, I'm going to say that.
Yes.
Clever girl. Why don't we just get the drop?
The strippers are learning.
I'm going to get the drop. Yep.
Resemble and, you know, be like, and, oh, that must be how it is to be sexy. It just helps them think that that's how it's supposed to be, and then it puts them in an environment where men that are unhealthy and wounded.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to you. I was thinking about new wigs.
Wounded and broken can take advantage of them.
It's knowing that other dancers must feel trapped, just as she did, that motivates her to go to the clubs. But not all the strippers want to be saved. At the Library Gentlemen's Club, we spoke with a...
Oh, by the way, don't confuse it with the regular library. Because you're not going to have the books you're looking for.
Dancer who goes by the name...
down the street from the book depository.
Crystal. She asked us not to show her face. She told us stripping paid her way through law school.
I graduated law school. I have two kids. I'm working on passing the bar, and I work at a law...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. She misspoke. She passed out at a bar last night.
Hold on.
Yes.
Does that mean, okay, she graduated law school? Does that mean,
but she hasn't passed her bar yet, though, so she's not a lawyer.
Associates in law? Is that probably what that means, Kelly?
Anyone who has enough money can go to a shitty school and get their law degree, but if they're ever going to pass the bar, that's not sure.
So she hasn't passed the bar, so she basically went to 2 years of law school.
Three years,
okay. Maybe, if that.
I pass, I'm an attorney.
And then you'll stop here?
I will. I mean, I'll come back and visit. I like it. I appreciate what it's given.
I want stripper attorney.
Me in life, and if stripper I'm not law. Inflicting harm upon myself or another human being,
stripper
it's
attorney
fine.
Has never won an argument.
But though. I don't get it. If she's so proud, then why isn't she showing her face? Like, she wants to be like, oh, don't tell me what to do, sister. Which I fine.
She's showing her face. What are you talking about?
No, she's not. They even said at the beginning she refuses to show her, face.
Oh. Sorry, I thought it was the and same bitch. I was trying to find the clever
absolutely.
Girl clip.
And it's fun. It's fun to be flirty a little bit. You know, everybody has that side of them. And when you embrace it,
who hasn't stripped when they were sort of attending law school and living off of dad's money? And, you know, and it's just, you know, your hairpiece is so nice looking.
If I had a nickel for
is
every
that
time
Elmer's
I stripped.
Glue? Like, how are you holding that on right now?
Yeah, it's a glue stick.
There's nothing wrong with the human body.
Look at his
and what we do is a legal form of entertainment.
Thank
we have
you, David.
Licenses. We pay taxes. We do all those things.
Don't justify it. Say, fuck you, I'm showing tits.
I don't.
She insists she's not trying to
good
save
argument.
Strippers in a moralistic evangelical way, as those booklets included in the pink paper bags would seem to suggest.
Jesus loves strippers, obviously, with the Strip Church Network. They have stories from the Bible that just shows that...
No one loves strippers. Nobody.
I,
how much Jesus loves.
No, you like them. You don't love them.
No, I love
them. He loves them. Have you followed him on Twitter at all?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's all he tweets out, man.
All he retweets is big boobs.
I love big titties.
But he doesn't love them for their brain. He just loves them for their boobs.
I'm
but
not
most
dumb.
Importantly, their fathers don't love them.
That's
so.
For damn sure.
That's thank you, Kelly.
All right, guys.
Show us your boobs.
Not you. I was actually. You know what? Go ahead. Do it.
Wait, what?
Coming up next on the Red Show, they have Curiae. Am I saying it right? Kurai? Kurai?
Kurai.
Which is a mixture of Korn and Mudvayne. They're going to be premiering their first song on the Red Show next, so stay tuned and check them out. Hopefully, P-Rock doesn't pass out before the show's over. At Neglected Hippo Text, Dutch, would you like to do those?
Actually, I think we're going to go back to
reality.
Hippo thanks.
All right, let's do it.
We're going to close
go
out.
Go for it, Marie.
All right. Wait.
Hold on.
Are we going to play
the
music?
Yeah, play the music.
I got it.
Make it legit.
Wait, do I have it or she has it?
You got it, Dutch. Go.
I'm thankful for Etticus who lives... Oh, wait. We already read that one. I'm thankful for Brain Stew Radio who's in the chat. We all know why we... Or we all know why, don't we?
Oh, I'll help you out here, Marie. Another hippo thanks. People say we are thankful for Live from the Morgue, which made more like radio what it is today.
At what? Sam Punchy, I'm thankful that I don't have to pretend Mike and Sal was anything more than a shit show.
I already read that.
You did?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Can I throw one neglected hippo text in there?
Sure, go ahead.
It said, 2 minutes into the broadcast and Kelly is already being called an idiot.
I'm thankful for my current status. After all, things could always be worse, a lot worse. Hashtag Detroit, hashtag Hippo, thanks.
From at Office Hulk, yep. Office Hulk thankful for show entertaining Hulk at Mindless Desk Job.
All right, guys, stay tuned for the Red Show. We'll see you next week. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Forever. It's such a shame the same will never happen to you. You got your choice and I fade. That's what I'm counting on. I'll let you get